I'm on sabbatical from my position at Humber this year in order to study the music of Sri Lanka, which is my family's cultural background. And so I've been able to go to Sri Lanka in the fall, last October, and learn some traditional music. And now I'm trying to understand it better and also create some original compositions that are inspired by my time there. So that's kind of what's coming down the pipeline for me.
What's it like? What's Sri Lankan cultural traditional music like?
Well, there are many differences. I'm just scratching the surface because it's not something that I grew up listening to necessarily. I heard some of the popular music in my house growing up, but not so much of the sort of ancient ritualistic music that is so old it's impossible to tell when it was even written, because it's just been passed down through generations. I mean, much of it is voice and drums. So there's a lot of percussion-based music that I'm just starting to understand on a very basic level, because it's a very deep tradition that is not incredibly well documented in terms of literature. So the best way to learn it is to go and study with someone, which is unfortunately, it's not something I got to do, but at least this trip I got to experience it. I would say that there's a lot of differences with the music that I'm familiar with, mostly just in the very specific drumming patterns that I'm starting to learn about and how some of the music relates to rhythm and meter and pitch in a very different way from what I'm used to. So that's about as specific as I can get right now, because I'm still trying to wrap my head around what I'm hearing. I've now at least had the chance to experience it, and I'm now starting to learn more about it and to understand it more deeply.